Dreamscape presents The Best Kept Secret by Tana Fensky, narrated by Megan Kelly. Chapter 1.
Surprise party for Patrice in the physician's lounge at 3.
Nyla Franklin looked up from coding a patient chart. A dark brown curl flopped over one eye, and she blew it off her forehead for a clearer view of Iko. Her fellow nurse peered over the cubicle wall like a golden retriever dropping a ball at the feet of a little league pitcher.
I thought you'd want to know,
Iko continued as Nyla finished typing the code for pertussis.
There's an ice cream cake and one of those old-timey barbershop quartets to sing happy birthday.
Nyla ignored the eager growl in her belly at the thought of that ice cream cake. I'm leaving at noon, she said. I'm just here to wrap up the charting from Saturday's volunteer clinic. Iko's face fell.
So you won't see Patrice at all?
Nyla unclipped her name badge from the pocket of her blue scrubs and eyed Iko with growing curiosity. Why are you so eager to have me there? Iko glanced around. The halls of the hospital were oddly empty for 11:50 on a Thursday morning. But Iko crept cat-like around the cubicle wall and dropped into the chair across from Nyla.
Patrice hates surprises,
Iko whispered, leaning forward so far that Nyla had a glimpse of the other nurse's bright pink bra under her scrub top.
And she's really not happy about turning... Well, it's a milestone birthday. Anyway, we know how you can't keep a secret, so hey...
Nyla frowned and adjusted her own bra strap, wondering if she could pull off hot pink or black. Bold hues looked weird with her pale skin, but maybe light pink.
I can keep secrets.
Iko waved off Nyla's feeble protest.
No, it's a good thing. Well, sometimes. Some of us thought it would be kinder to let the details of the party slip naturally.
Naturally. The cogs did a sluggish turn in Nyla's brain. What does that mean?
A Nylagram!
Iko laughed and squeezed Nyla's knee, which cooled the flicker of annoyance she felt at being called out for her flaw. Iko did have a point.
Secrets can be hurtful.
Nyla pushed her hair off her forehead again and wished she'd stuffed it in a bun.
It's hard to be sure who knows and who doesn't know, and who might get hurt if you tell, or you don't tell, or what if you keep your mouth shut when you shouldn't, and then... So you'll
Sample complete. Ready to continue?